This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States is once again part of the Paris Climate Accord. World leaders are applauding Friday's formal return to the mostly voluntary 2015 agreement, saying it is a symbolic and important. They say they expect the United States to show leadership in the fight against warming by setting strong targets for carbon pollution cuts by 2030. The Trump administration had announced the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Accord in 2019, but it didn't take effect until November 4, 2020. American cities, states, and businesses still worked to reduce heat-trapping gases, but without the federal government. Friday, Russia welcomed initial steps taken by the United States to find compromise on the Iran nuclear deal. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters it was a, quote, good thing, end quote, that the Washington was no longer calling for international sanctions on Iran, but said ultimately more work was needed. The offer for talks came ahead of a Sunday deadline set by Iran for it to restrict some access to nuclear inspectors unless Trump's sanctions are ended. The historic deal brokered in 2015 by then-President Barack Obama saw Iran drastically scale back its nuclear program in exchange for promises of economic relief. It collapsed under U.S. President Donald Trump, who withdrew from the accord in 2018 and reimposed sweeping sanctions on the Islamic State. NATO defense ministers made no decision on whether or when to pull out of Afghanistan at a meeting Thursday, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said, adding that the allies faced a dilemma as violence increases again. After two decades of Western military intervention and hundreds of billions of dollars in investment, NATO countries are reluctant to heed a May 1st deadline. This is VOA News. Gunfire broke out in Mogadishu Friday as the opposition tried to march against delayed elections in the Somali capital, where roads have been sealed off and heavy security deployed over the planned protest, witnesses said. It was unclear who opened fire first, but one witness reported a, quote, heavy exchange of gunfire, end quote, between security forces and armed guards protecting opposition supporters who began their march along the main airport road. The violence comes after weeks of tensions over the holding of delayed elections in the Horn of Africa nation. A coalition of opposition candidates is calling for the president to step down after his term expired February 8th. The European Union will announce it is doubling its contribution to the COVAX global COVID-19 vaccination program to $1.2 billion at a G7 meeting Friday, a European source said. EU chiefs Ursula von der Leyen and Charles Michel are set to unveil the increased funding from the bloc's budget and pledge a further 100 million euros in aid to support the fight against the virus in Africa, the source said. The Dutch government asked appeals judges Friday to overturn a court order scrapping a coronavirus curfew. The hearing came on a crunch day for the Netherlands' anti-COVID measures, with the Senate set to vote on a fast-track law that would reinstate the curfew even if the government loses the case. A government lawyer said the curfew was introduced late January to stop a worrisome surge of COVID-19 cases due to a new variant first found in Britain. Judges have allowed the 9 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. curfew, the first in the Netherlands since the Nazi occupation in World War II, to remain in effect pending the outcome of Friday's hearing. It was not clear whether the judgment would come on Friday or be announced at a later date. U.S. President Joe Biden is launching yet another effort to address the legal status of millions of undocumented immigrants using the momentum of his first 100 days in office. The effort is championed by some of its top lieutenants on Capitol Hill. Reforming America's widely criticized immigration system has long eluded U.S. presidents of both parties. As outlined by the Biden White House, the broad legislation would provide pathways to citizenship for 11 million immigrants, including temporary protected status holders, immigrant farm workers, and undocumented people brought to the U.S. as children, sometimes referred to as dreamers. The legislation has very little chance of passage in its current form, given its scope, and Democrats need to garner the support of at least 10 Republicans to guarantee passage through the Senate. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.